Welcome back to Project Independence and You. I'm your guest host, Rebecca Miller, here with Janet Entine.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, and the fabulous Christina Liu. Not that Janet, you are fabulous too.
I agree with you
but
on the second day.
In Christina's contract, we have to call her fabulous twice during the show.
There's a lot of compliments that must be given throughout the show. But we were talking before the break about all the amazing, innovative programs going on, and something new that the supervisor actually focused on in her state of the town is that we currently have the building applicant advocate, who is Lauren Suma, and that's really successful. She's been, I guess, for a couple of years now, been assisting people with any kind of building permit kind of concern. She's going all around the town doing different seminars. I know she's been a guest speaker at advisory committees, too. So in addition to this building applicant advocate, they're expanding her role, calling her the resident advocate, and it's going to also be, in addition to the building department, highway and code enforcement departments, too. So it's really nice because, you know, North Hempstead, it's expanding the whole customer service kind of thing, and really assisting the residents is kind of why we're all here. And it's really be great because, you know, even though 311 you would call, and that, you know, is the hub of all these things, but this really allows you to have more of a personalized one-on-one kind of service and ask direct questions, too, in a timely manner.
So many of this, you know, so many questions with the building department. It gets so complicated if you're dealing.
I mean, think about your own. Like, you're trying to remember half these things.
You're building a house. You're doing work at the house, or you're looking to sell your house, and what has a permit, what doesn't, a CO. And she really can clarify almost in one seating. You can get all the information you need. So I'm sure it'll be great to have her.
Yeah, you call 311, you could schedule an appointment with her, which would be great, or 869-6311. And they will also be, she'll be on the radio program, I think, in the first or second week in March she'll be on, talking about her new role. So that should be great, too. So it's just another wonderful thing North Hempstead's doing. We also want to remind people that there are still openings in our Project Independence exercise classes. Emily, who is wonderful at that, said there's still space available. So if you're interested, there's a bazillion exercise classes.
We do. We have so many. We've got yoga. We've got Tai Chi. We've got general fitness, Zumba, and line dancing.
Yes, line dancing is a newer class that the Zumba instructor, Margaret, who is loved by all. And if anyone has ever seen Margaret, she just makes you feel good.
She makes you want to get up and dance.
It's really great. And they're offered all throughout the town.
Right.
I mean, you literally can get these at all different locations. And we just encourage people to get out there.
Yeah. And you're never too old. I mean, if you've really not been an exercise person, you can start. We always recommend you check with your physician.
I think it's more than can. You must.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You must start, even if you've never exercised all your life, because as you get older, your balance begins to go. You're not as steady, even if you think you are. And I think every woman should be kind to herself and strengthen her body. It's important.
No, I think, and that's a great.
We like men there, too.
Yes,
occasional man can come.
Of course. Right. Goes without saying.
Yeah.
But these classes, too, are great because we have a bunch of different topics in each of them because, you know, some people, you know, the yoga one is more chair-related, yoga. You know, Zumba is more, you know, active up.
Right.
So depending on where you're at, I think it's great that you're able to, you know, kind of, there's a class for everyone.
Right. And I think that most of the classes, you can be at any level, too.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And, you know, certain movements or poses you would do differently maybe than someone else. But it's still, you're still getting the same benefit.
I come into the senior talk. The senior talk comes in after Tai Chi, and I notice some of the women are sitting down because they don't have the strength to stand up, but they do the exercises.
Which is great, which is anything.
Exactly.
Anything helps, you know,
it's
so
true.
It's definitely. So call 311 because I'm sure they were filling up rapidly.
Yes.
But there are still some select spots available.
There are.
Another thing that is filling up rapidly is the Senior Spring Fling.
Now, that used to be The
Valentine's Day dance, which, as the snow outside, is another reason why there is no longer Valentine's Day dance. Because last year, I think we canceled it. How many times, Rebecca? I mean, it was canceled like two or three times last year. It kept getting postponed.
We had to cancel both of them. So we decided to make it a spring fling.
And hoping that March there is no snow, which I'm going to root for, that this is it for us.
Please.
But it is certainly filling up really fast. I heard the community service department talking about all these calls they were getting already.
Yeah.
So it's going to be March 3rd, which is a Friday, and that will be at Clinton G. Martin Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And also on March 10th at Charles Fusciolo Park, that's in Carl Place, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's pizza, dessert, snacks,
all
dancing,
kinds of stuff, right? Games. We do encourage you to call because the space is limited,
right,
and we do fill up, and we have
really
in the past.
Fast.
But the good news is if you can't make it to the first spring fling, the next Friday there's another one, and it's just as wonderful. The same setup. It's a lot of fun.
No, it's definitely a good way to kick off spring. And also to kick off spring, which Rebecca might be trying to sign up for this one, is the March 4th Polar Plunge.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's the 13th annual one that North Hempstead's been doing, and it's to benefit the Special Olympics. So that is Saturday, March 4th. and I like that it's saying it's freezing for a reason. So it's a wonderful cause. And if you are brave enough to do it, we encourage people to do this. Registration begins at 10 a.m. and the polar plunge is at noon. I know they raised a lot of money in previous years, and I think I think they raised over $60,000 last year.
You know, Christine, I think you're going to have to do that because I'm
going to
be in my yoga class. My teacher instruction, I can't. Sorry, so you'll have to.
All right, well, maybe
you'll
we
take
can move
my place
on.
For
yes.
me. That's
and
so
they
kind
also
of
last year had, which I think this year they will probably have too, which was my favorite thing, was something called the chicken coop. And you could sit there if you want to support, but not actually jump into the water, which might be more my speed. but it's extremely well attended, and I think it's really a nice cause that North Hempstead does. And if you were brave enough, I encourage everyone to get out there and go. It's but you need to call 311 for more information and to register for everything. So
okay.
That is March 4th, which would be here before we know it. And tomorrow on February 11th from 10 a.m. to noon at the town's animal shelter, there will be the free microchip for dogs and cats event.
Wow.
They've been doing this a lot. It's been extremely successful because usually it's about $50 to have this microchip. So this one day, it's completely free. And you were able to have a little chip implanted in your dog or cat, the size of a grain of rice. And through this little tiny chip, you have, a whole database on your dog. So if, God forbid, something happens, you're able to track the dog or cat, which is great. And you could have a whole list of, it's vaccination. It's like a whole little profile on your dog or cat.
We were talking about that last week, if your dog gets on the wrong plane and,
these things happen. Yeah.
What goes to Vegas?
Yeah. you got to keep an eye on these dogs and cats. But that is in Port Washington, so please, you need to pre-register for this.
Okay.
So call 311 to reserve your spot for
and
that.
And that's tomorrow, so hopefully they still have openings, 869-6311.
Perfect. Also, North Hempstead received a wonderful grant to do these oral histories for civil rights, people that were involved in the civil rights movement. And it's really great. The town cable station is going to videotape these. So I think this will really be so interesting.
Yeah.
So they're starting to do that. And they're recruiting. So if you are someone or you know someone, please call 311 because we told communications we would do our best to spread the word on this as well, because it's really a wonderful grant opportunity to do this. And I know they're partnering with different academic institutions also trying to find these people to speak
and
on.
Keeping the history, the message, alive.
Absolutely. And I think so, because here we had the pleasure with at LIU Post of doing the veteran oral histories.
Right.
So that's archived here in the library over here. It's also on our website, too. And I have to say, out of all the segments we've done, those are some of the most amazing, amazing stories. And we really encourage people. So if you are a vet, that's another thing, we're still doing as well. And it's just to hear the stories. And it was a lot of people like, I wasn't in combat. And we said, no,
any
story. Had people who were chefs. In World War II.
Ships that were cut in half and they slept through it.
Yeah, and you think about it too. And a lot of our co-hosts and Project Independence members actually came on to tell their stories too, because, and you think about it, they were like 17.
Yeah.
You know,
and
it just
they lied about their age, a lot of them. And a lot of them came in and they would bring their family.
Right.
So their family would be sitting, listening in the other room, and they'd be telling the story. A lot of the family members
had no idea
what they went through. And they just never talked about it. And when they talked about it with, you know, with the archiving, it was really
And, you know, we've actually had people come on to talk about different topics, and then we found out they were a veteran, and it would segue into, you know, these stories, too. So we really would love people to come on, and you get a little copy of it, you know, so you could share with your family as well, because it's definitely something that we like to do over here. So,
yeah,
please.
Those stories are phenomenal.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, please call about the civil rights archiving. That's really important.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's
super
really going to be
amazing.
And it's nice that the town cable station is able to actually videotape these stories, too, which is wonderful.
We're getting down.
We are rapidly. I know. My God.
There
is so much
going
on. Listen, when we're talking about all of North Hempstead's amazing things. But what we really, one thing we could stress is I know we give out a lot of information here, but to call 311 or 869-6311 and to get any of this information. I know it's a lot to write down in one sitting. So, but
you get the idea of all the different kinds of things that we do at Project Independence and also what the town does. I mean, the town is, you know, not age specific as Project Independence is, you know. And so it really covers the gamut of living in North Hempstead. Right. It's really a great place to be. There's a lot of programs and services. And we have our Janet Entine, who lives in North Hempstead. And you know, has shot over here today with her sleigh and reindeer.
That's right. We trooped it over here. And just a quick reminder that next week we're going to have Community Medicaid we're going to discuss and Heart Health Month.
Okay. Christina, thank you so much. Dan Cox, thank you. Director Samantha, our engineer. Janine, thank you so much. The WCWP.
Thank you,
Beth. Christina, thank you. Janet, Wayne, Josetta. It's been a great show. Thank you. Next week. See you then.